I've always experienced like a shaved pencil.
I got two-digit net over here. I mean, I have a much better looking penis than John Lennon. Hello and welcome. We're back. I'm back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Of course, my name is Brian Beckner. And if you have only been listening to the show for 2 weeks, you wouldn't know that, because for the first time in the history of the show, I allowed my life to preclude me from recording an episode that we were scheduled to record. You, the listener, have my full apology, and co-host Ed Daly has, and he already had it, my utmost respect and admiration for jumping in, filling the void with a mini episode, cracking me the fuck up. I really, really needed Ed. He's the backbone of the show. He's the fucking idea king. You guys listen to me and you're like, oh, this fucking Brian guy, he's so fucking funny. He's so goddamn handsome. It's big hog. And all that stuff's true. But in terms of like thinking of stuff, coming up with ideas, like really structuring the show, that's not my forte. My forte is just saying words and reacting and being a wit. I don't have like a long term. I'm not like a big picture guy. I'm a fucking small picture guy. I'm not a detail guy. I'm a fucking mess guy. We could not do the show without Ed Daly, and he showed that last week. He joins me now. He is the man, Mr. Ed Daly. Thank you very much.
Hey, you know what? I almost opened that little minisode with the Jays too. Hello, everybody.
Yeah. Signature sign on.
I did that for fun, but I decided against it.
Jay Stu hates when he does his signature sign on and then you announce that he's doing his signature sign on, because I think he thinks he's being cute or original. Yeah. So you're not allowed to acknowledge that he's doing a bit.
Yeah. He's his own man. Yeah, he's
a gem. That reminds me. Fans of the Bachelor Lifestyle, no Bachelor Lifestyle 2 weeks in a row. So last week, my fault. Well, that took probably both weeks my fault. I haven't watched the last 2 weeks of The Bachelor. I've been too busy. Well,
I'm even aware of a clip. There was like,
oh, no. Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
Because even that made like the mainstream world.
Hashtag champagne facial. That was amazing. The 2 weeks ago, I attempted, or two episodes ago, I attempted to watch The Bachelor, but somebody gave me what can only be described as a medical coma grade edible. Someone was like, "Hey, I have this edible. It's a big circle gummy. I took half. Why don't you take a half of a half, which is a quarter of an edible gummy?" And this is, fuck edibles. Fuck you and your edible weed, because I'm over it. I took a little nibble, like just a nub. And within, I don't know, 28 minutes, Ed, I had completely given up on even trying to slightly maintain consciousness. I said, oh, I need to be asleep for 10 hours right now. And I closed my eyes 28 minutes into The Bachelor, and I was fucking unconscious. I was shivoed. I was shivoed on the couch. George W. Bush was in front of the Supreme Court arguing Jeb to keep me alive. Yes, Jeb was involved.
Jeb was arguing your case.
Right. They wanted to keep me alive. Everyone else was like, pull the plug. So I didn't see 2 weeks ago The Bachelor. Last night I was just too busy. I skipped it. So to fans of The Bachelor Lifestyle, and also I knew I skipped it because I was busy, but also because I know that Jay Stu, in his real capacity, he doesn't like to talk about his real job, but he's he's involved in the Super Bowl. And so he's, or he's covering the Super Bowl. So he wasn't able to watch The Bachelor either. So guys, I will definitely try to catch up on 6 hours of The Bachelor prior to next week. And I'll do a full fucking blast recap of everything that's happening in The Bachelor. You get all my takes because there's many, many hotties on The Bachelor this week. And don't tell me who's gone home. If any of my favorites have gone home, like Hannah Ann or Victoria F., or a couple of other ones, the Ginge. I hope the Ginge is still there. And like all the ones I like, don't, if any of them have gone home and you fucking spoil it for me, I will come to your house and kick you in the dick. Okay, that was an aside. Ed Daly, what's going on, dude?
You know, one thing I was thinking of, I don't like it, but I was thinking it might be interesting for me to be a guest on that show and just watch something out of context, like maybe a month from now when. And I'll just have no idea who they are.
Yeah.
I thought it might be funny.
Come on. Let's do it. Well, it used to be funny when we would do, it used to be that the Bachelor portion of this show,
it was a lot for a while there.
Well, it wasn't. It was like the last 10 minutes of the show during Bachelor season. But then Ed had no, he was not into it at all. In fact, he offered to just sign out early when we would do that. But it was funny because Ed would just read the bios. And
that's the only part I like, reading their bios and like favorite movie. And it would be like Norbit.
Yeah. The Lion King. Yes.
Yeah. Like, what?
So that was always funny. But you're welcome to be a guest. We will definitely have you on in the next couple of weeks to get your opinion on whatever brief snippet of The Bachelor you've seen.
So I want to say something to start that I am absolutely not trying to just be a contrarian. I hate the Colin Coward like contrarian takes.
Yes,
but I will say,
I'm wondering where you're going with this because I have something too. Go on.
I know. I was saddened, but I was genuinely surprised by, or I'm still genuinely surprised by what is going on with the Kobe reaction, because I was under the impression. One of the greats of all time.
Yes.
A horrible tragedy. Yes. But he was kind of a villain. Like, I didn't like the Lakers. I never liked. And he kind of embraced being the Black Mamba after the rape situation. Then he declared he was the Black Mamba. And he
gave himself that nickname.
And he gave himself the nickname. And he was great. But, like, the love, like, the influence and love. And he was... I always just thought he was his own guy, and he kind of was like a fuck you kind of guy.
Aloof.
And it is like, you know, the world has stopped. They canceled games and Mr. Peanut can't have their stupid funeral at the Super Bowl. And it's crazy. Like when Junior Seau, I get, you know, Kobe, NBA stars or more, but like Junior Seau, a beloved, one of the best middle linebackers, Reggie White. Like there was, it was like, oh man, this guy died young. This is sad and everything. Yeah. Kobe, it's like time has stood still for 3 days. And I'm just surprised. And I respect that, seeing how much he mattered to people and inspired people. I'm cool with people like loving it. I was genuinely surprised because I thought he was kind of a heel if he wasn't for your team kind of thing.
So Ed, I mean, it's been made clear on this show many, many times that there is no bigger Laker fan than Brian Beckner. The world's biggest.
The quintessential Lakers fan.
Mr.
Jack Nicholson and you.
Yeah. Mr. Lakers. If your criteria for being the biggest Lakers fan in the world is not having watched an entire game since they won game 7 of the 2010 finals, then I'm definitely the biggest Laker fan in the world. I love the Lakers. I've been rooting for the Lakers my whole life. Kobe as a player, extremely overrated. Not the best Laker, not my favorite Laker.
He was a ball hog.
He was
great.
So clutch, so amazing down the stretch, but always coming back in games that he had essentially shot them out of early on. That said, the way this guy died, and
I mean, and reading his his fucking daughter is born in 06. My son was born in 07. Like and once I became a father, anything with kids,
anything with kids
has dramatically affected me. I'm just rushing. I'm all I'm saying is I am surprised by this reaction, and part of I think part of it. Eerily enough, I think the night before I saw a tweet and sent it to my buddy. Since 1957, only two NBA MVPs have died.
Really?
George Mikan and Will Chamberlain, I think, are the only two.
And the rest are alive?
And then Kobe died like the next day, the next morning.
Yeah. Oh, that's insane. That's crazy.
But like, maybe that's part of it because nobody said goodbye to any of these basketball legends.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just it's one of those things that I thought he embraced the villain role.
Totally.
So as a Knicks fan and just not a Laker fan, I just thought like, I'm not supposed to like him. I respect that he's great. But like, I always, you know, heard teammates saying he was really cruel. Like, I didn't know he was as beloved as he clearly was.
Every
basketball player, everybody is crazy affected by it. And I didn't, it's a crazy sad death, but
awful.
I didn't know. Didn't know that he was that beloved.
Same. And I'm here. I'm in it.
I explained to my son, you know, my son is in sixth grade and he's just not into sports.
No, my kid is neither.
He didn't really even know Kobe Bryant. Like, he's just, I mean, maybe he sort of knew, but he was like sort of trying to be funny with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, listen, I understand you're at the age where you're thinking you just got to be funny about something, about everything. But like, you're just supposed to like let people be sad about this and respect it.
Yeah.
Mattered to people.
Totally. But
that being said, I saw just an amazing tweet that it was like 10 minutes after the word got out that he died.
No. Oh no.
And let's
be careful here. Consider your words.
Okay. Just somebody wrote, and look, I don't want to make fun of him, but I just thought somebody put Kobe passing. This can't be true.
Yeah. See? Yeah. Yes.
But anyway,
I am horrible.
Sad.
Horrible.
It's just and I read a whole thing about the JUCO baseball coach and his family. It's
OCC. That's across the street from my high school.
Awful fucking tragedy.
Horrible.
All I'm saying is a little bit surprised. But let's take it. And I promise this is not political.
Oh my god. Oh, you're going in a political direction. Well, hold on. I need to make
while you're taking care of what you need to take care of.
Yeah.
I just need to say, I know every single person listening knows where I stand and knows where they stand on the impeachment trial if nothing else happens.
Yeah.
But there is a key player that some interesting information leaked out to me. There is a key player named Lev Parnas.
Yes.
And we've seen him. He's been in the news. And the question,
he's got that bad kind of going bald where it's the all over bald. It's the mange.
It's going in every direction. So it's like he almost looks like a lollipop dropped in a barbershop kind of hair.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yep.
So the question remains, and I found out in the context of this, which made me think about it, is how fucking old is that guy?
How old is this fucking guy? Now, hold on. Snowjet SST. Breaking news. In the 2 weeks since we've been on the air, since I've been on the air, has sent us an alternate How fucking old is this guy intro?
Okay.
Seems to me that he never will die. Tell me, how fucking old is this guy?
Wow.
Wow.
Brings it. That's a heartfelt number. I don't know which I like more. I like them both. Might have to play them both every time. So we've given you enough time to Google Lev,
just image search.
Lev Parnas.
But you, I mean, everyone who's...
He's a Russian.
Been in the world knows who Lev Parnas is at this point. There's like, yeah, there's like six main characters and he's one of them.
There's nobody less interested in the impeachment situation than me. And I'm very familiar with what Lev Parnas looks like. So I know.
I tried to cut the cord and it was like a lot of work, yeah, but Fios sort of lets me cut the cord.
And yeah. Cause you tell them you want to quit and they're like, how about we give you everything for a dollar? And you're like, okay.
So I knock $50 per month off my bill. It's pretty good.
You still got that home phone line though? Yeah. So you can buzz people in.
So this is the funny thing. Part of the new deal is they give me a new router that's, you know, twice as many a number that I don't understand what it even means. The internet feels like it's the same, even though it's twice as fast.
What do you got? Let's talk speeds. What do you got?
So 200 something.
What?
Something.
What?
But anyway,
that's fucking NASA shit. That's fast.
Yeah,
I got two digit net over here.
Yeah. And guess what? It's the same as before he came today and put it in. Yeah. But anyway, when I was going through the channel lineup, they like tell you, they say, you pick five channels and then we'll build a package around it. I was like, no, I just want like certain channels. Michelle watches a lot of reality network TV, like Bachelor type stuff.
Yeah, this is Survivor. This is Bill Clinton fucking us, by the way. The tiered cable packages. You can thank fucking Bill Clinton, the crime bill, NAFTA, and the Telecommunications Act. This guy fucked us so hard. Go on.
We are not letting Clinton off the hook for the fucking prison system.
No, I'm not. The crime bill. Fuck Bill Clinton. Fuck Bill Clinton.
You cut out when you talked about crime bill.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the crime bill, number one. Two, NAFTA. C, the Telecommunications Act. He fucked the shit out of us. He was basically a Republican, just like the fucking rest of these assholes. Fuck Bill Clinton. Fuck cable. Fuck me being able to buy internet from exactly one fucking company where I live. One. What is this, America? I thought we lived in fucking America here. I can buy cable from one company. It should be a fucking utility.
It's bonkers. We can get everything on the internet, and yet, somehow, there's no way. It's no possibility certain things could get to your home.
Ecuador has better internet than we do, assholes.
Anyway, they were trying to, say, okay, you tell me these channels, and then we'll give you these packages. Like, we can tell you, this will be your channel lineup.
Yeah.
And I just said, I said, TBS, I like watching Conan.
And then Final Four.
TNT or whatever. Like, I need a couple of those that sometimes have sports. They sometimes have baseball playoffs, basketball playoffs, and then I need all the sports packages. I watch. Yeah,
You got to get True TV though. True, because the playing game is going to be on True TV.
I know. I don't get True TV.
What about the Golf Channel?
Yeah, I mean, not necessary.
NHL.
Yeah, I mean, all of those. But
NHL?
MLB? NFL, fine. I don't watch NFL channel. I don't watch those things.
No, fuck the NFL channel.
So anyway.
That guy that's on in the morning that blocked me on Twitter for no reason. Go on.
They're giving me all these other channels. They're giving me fucking MSNBC, Fox News, C-SPAN. I was like, I've never, ever turned any of these channels on. I don't want any of the news channels.
Take a look at how many channels are in Spanish. Go on.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Or also, Korean.
There were a couple of Christian channels. And
oh,
they're like,
get the fuck out of here. 700 Network.
Change your bill. It doesn't change your bill. We can't just lop it off. They make an agreement that they have to be included. Sure. With. If you get NBC, you have to get C-SPAN. All this shit. And it's like, God, these channels I don't watch. So taking it back to the impeachment.
I was good. I mean, yeah. You've gone a roundabout way to get there. It's a fucking saying, over the hills and through the woods.
All I'm saying, because it reminded me of my cable nonsense I've been dealing with. But I have no desire. And also, like, if something big comes up, and this is kind of my feeling about, I watched a good chunk of the Golden Globes through clips that were available. If something major goes down in the impeachment, I suppose I'll watch it on, you know, a clip of it on Twitter. But like, I get it. I don't need to watch any of this. But I know who Lev Parnas is because he is a fucking major character in this nonsense.
Yeah, he hangs out. He hangs out with Rudy Giuliani. I know who Lev Parnas is. I've seen him. Everybody within the sound of my voice has been able to see a Lev Parnas picture by now. And Ed, he's swarthy. He's Ukrainian? I don't know. He's some kind of Eastern Bloc.
I'm guessing Ukrainian because that's where shit went down.
Yeah, he's some kind of Eastern Bloc.
But he got caught at like JFK Airport getting a one-way ticket.
Never buy a one-way ticket. Just spring for the round trip.
And get the round trip and maybe the red flag doesn't go up. You don't get the one-way ticket to wherever he was going. Ukraine, wherever.
A lot of times, the one-way is more expensive than the round trip. Just buy the round trip. Buy the round trip. So I've seen a picture of this guy. I don't know how the fuck old he is, but I would say, you know, they don't age well over there. There's Chernobyl.
The water can't be great.
There's a whole, the vodka, there's a whole thing. They live pretty hard. So I would guess that he's in his late 60s, but just taking that all into account, I'm going to guess that Lev Parnas, big player in the Ukrainian thing, is 59 years old. 59.
Close.
Oh, really?
He is 47 years old. He is 3 years younger than Jennifer Aniston. He's 3 years younger than J-Lo. He is 8 years younger than Courtney Cox.
Whoa.
He is 9 years younger than Brad Pitt.
9 years younger than Brad Pitt?
He's 8 years younger than Sandra Bullock.
There's no way this guy's 47. I'm looking at a picture of him right now. He's I guessed low.
Same age as Jennifer Garner. Same age as Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner's such a babe. He looks like he's 71 years
47?
Old. He's got the jowls. He's got that thing, that like bloodhound thing with the where the cheeks are kind of like falling over the nose area. This is more shocking than Ted Cruz.
I will say in a week and a half he'll be 48.
Still insane.
But he looks like a contemporary of Giuliani, Trump and Biden, all guys in their mid-70s.
Ed, me, this guy, and me, had we grown up in the same town, would have been in high school at the same time. That's insane. This guy looks 79 years old, at least.
Oh, man, he looks like shit.
It's worse than Ted Cruz. It's much worse than Ted Cruz. And Ted Cruz, I didn't think anybody would surpass Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is still only like 48.
Yeah. Stunning. He and Alex Jones, I'm just saying, are straight up liars.
They got to be. They have to be.
Parnas, I think there's just some bad shit in the water. Yeah,
it's the water. Well, and that's the all-timer. How fucking old is this guy?
That's worse than any I can think.
Yeah, I think so.
What's his age? I can't explain. He was young, like when he did that thing. Still alive, and I don't know why.
How fucking is this fucking nice. Great song.
Snowjet
SST. Really coming through. We have some great fucking listeners, guys that can make shit, amazing shit. It's incredible. Okay.
It's amazing just talent out there. It's just fucking talent.
It's incredible. It's incredible. There's so many people that can do so many things.
I'm on this, I'm getting my like cover of my book done, my like artwork.
Oh, do we have a publisher? Are we self-publishing?
Yeah, we're going my last publisher fucked me enough that I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
And I'm going to expect some help from the listeners here.
But, of course. Well, let's get it viral.
Yeah, we're going to do some stuff around the opening.
Absolutely.
I got some ideas. But I'm hiring artists. And you go on this website, Fiverr, and you just ask some guys.
Amazing. Hey, they're all in Bangladesh.
Yeah, and I'm using a guy from Bangladesh. I pitted a Bangladesh guy, Indian guy, and some other country, and said, I want this to be the image.
Yeah.
And like within a day, I'm getting professional quality work sent back to me. And they're like, all right, tell me what you want to tweak it for. And it's like $11 each.
Yeah, I was gonna guess like 15 bucks.
That's their like sketch. And then I'm going to pay the guy like, I don't know, $60 or something to do like a real thing. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. It's incredible. It's great. Okay. Let's jump in. Let's do some, voicemails quickly.
Yeah.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. And worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish. His thoughts are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia.
Oh, he's Manuel in Gardenia. Okay, let's check in with the voicemails. We've got a bunch. It's been a while. Uh-oh, hold on. Oh, did we have this issue before where it won't? Okay. Hold on. Ed, talk about Kobe Bryant again, because I can do this, but I got to get him. I got to get it off my phone.
I'm going to say a movie opinion that he's a real hit or miss guy. I really enjoyed Guy Ritchie's latest, The Gentleman.
So I was concerned about that because
if you like Snatch, if you like Lock, Stock, Rock and Roll,
I do.
If you like those kind of movies like British Gangster, Idiots Killing Each Other, that this was back to that. He hadn't done one of these movies in like 10, 15 years. I felt like I enjoyed it. It's just people, you know, goons trying to one up each other.
Yeah, I love that.
I found it to be entertaining.
I love that kind of shit.
McConaughey's great. Hugh Grant's great. Colin Farrell is fantastic.
I was concerned because they usually put out the shittiest movies at this end of January, beginning of February. So I was concerned.
To me, I felt like this was along the same lines of those movies. So
I do want to see it.
I know some people who hate those kind of movies, the Guy Ritchie crime movies.
I like those.
I like them. And this is very much that kind of movie to me.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll see it then. Okay. I've discovered some voicemails. Here we go. Oh my God. Hold on. No, it's just I know what I'm doing, but it's been a while. Hold on. We'll start from the beginning.
Hey guys, it's Drew in Houston. I just wanted to give you our Houston perspective, or at least my Houston perspective on the alleged cheating scandal with the Astros.
Alleged?
Here's the thing. Nobody in Houston gives a fuck. Seriously, we don't care. But...
Two things. Kobe, RIP, in addition to fucking the Super Bowl, and again, terrible tragedy, I'm not personally affected by it really at all, other than if that kind of accident happened to anyone at any time, it crushes me. It's awful. But beyond that, beyond the tragedy of all of those people dying, it's not more than that to me. But it's okay if it is for you. It's just not for me. It's just whatever.
yeah. quickly say one thing about the Houston thing.
Yeah. Well, no, that's what I was going to say.
We stated our opinions.
Kobe fucked the Super Bowl, but he saved the Astros' ass because
yes, and that was building. He saved impeachment. I remember yep. September 11th. There couldn't have been anyone
Chandra happier. Levy.
Yeah, Gary Condit. And also sharks. They were attacking a lot of people right around then. There were a lot of shark deaths.
Were they?
But I'm saying,
yeah.
you know, the media was in a shark frenzy right. kind of reporting.
Feeding all frenzy. Sudden, yeah.
Chandra Levy,
yeah.
sharks that just went away. But what I will quickly say about the Houston thing, we stated our opinion. We both were opposed to it. But the idea of vacating things that happened,
you can't.
If I was told, I mean, Reggie Bush won that fucking Heisman. We all saw him destroy Fresno State. Yeah. Like we saw those moments.
The Bush push.
Somebody said, "Oh, guess what? Maryland completely cheated in 02 and their title is invalid." It really wouldn't affect me. I remember all the championships shit. Like
of course.
It's fine, yeah. but. They cheated. There's no alleged.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I watched the isolated video with a garbage can. And yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
Or who's the Altuve? Where they wouldn't yeah. let him take his jersey off. Yeah. He's like, no, my wife.
You can see the wire outline.
My wife doesn't like it. I'm embarrassed. Meanwhile, there's like a million pictures of him different times there's taking no his shirt off.
Going back enjoy the victory parade, but yeah, they cheated.
You fucking cheated. You cheated. You guys all got together. You all got together and you fucking agreed. We're going to cheat at this shit.
And Keuchel's like, now he's an White Sox. He's yeah. like, I apologize. And all of my teammates need to apologize.
Yeah, of course. Because you fucking cheated. You cheated. You're a fucking cheater. That's
allegedly.
It.
Allegedly.
You're going to be that forever. You're going to be a fucking cheater, and there's no alleged about it. Okay, let's see what Drew has to say.
In your Alexa app.
Oh, my God. Alexa's getting involved.
You're getting monitored by Bezos over there.
I mean,
fucking listen, Bezos has your shit.
I can't imagine a sadder son of a bitch than somebody who is tasked with monitoring Ed Daly's life.
I agree. 100%. There's also, I don't have any secrets anymore, by the way. okay. Let's finish that voicemail.
You got to understand, we're also the same city that brought you Enron and fracking. So, on the scale of
I like this guy,
bad
Drew.
Shit we've done in this city, it really doesn't even register. So, all in all, baseball, I mean, I hate that it's like we're supposed to like protect the sanctity and honor of the sport. I mean, it's a fucking game and it really.
I mean, it's a game, except you're using long lens cameras I will say,
I wish because the Orioles got close 5 years ago. They lost to the Royals in the ALCS. I wish they used everything in their power to cheat because yeah. I'm not going to see a World Series in a long, long time.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
So I wish they cheated.
When the Dodgers
and
went
back to the Enron
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
If you haven't, I mean, it's like 15 years.
Smartest
too late.
Guys in the room.
Great, great. Yeah. One of the best documentaries ever. What's his name?
Alex Gibney.
I think this was Gibney. Errol Morris also is one of the legends, but Alex Gibney, Jesus, that is such a good documentary.
Yeah, it's incredible. Okay, sorry to keep interrupting you, Drew, because I think you're making a point that I agree with.
Doesn't matter. And Brian, I'm sorry that your Dodgers lost to two cheating teams, but it is what it is. But yeah, that's all I got, and I hope that gives you a little bit of perspective on pretty much how everybody in Houston feels.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Can't really disagree. Okay, hold on. I gotta get these out of my email, and it's a little higher degree of difficulty. Also, I'm drinking. This one looks kind of long. Let's see who this is. Again, playing from my phone, so if it. If I get
kind of long, do we know who it is?
I don't think it is. Hold on. Let me play it. It's a little higher degree of difficulty on the Playing it from my phone. If there's anybody within the sound of my voice that has a lightly used MacBook or their kid's old iPad that they want to send to me to make this a little bit easier on your boy. Boy's not, we're doing it with smoke and mirrors over here. This is coming off my phone. Listen.
Hi guys. Just wanted to weigh in on a few, well, maybe one topic. You were talking about that Yoko.
Oh, this is the fucking Canadian guy. I love this guy.
I remember, I mean, I almost love all Canadians universally, but I don't remember what this guy's angle is.
Yeah, I can't remember what he said last time, but I think he shit all over Trump. I can't remember, but he was good.
What percentage of favorability for Canadians? I mean, how many
be 98%.
I mean, they gave us John Candy and Michael J. Fox.
Again.
Martin Short.
Amazing.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Eugene Levy.
Oh, my Levy. Goodness.
Wayno, 99.
Yeah.
It's fucking
pretty high. If I had to guess where there's problems, probably in the Calgary region, if I had to guess.
Calgary?
I'm just saying, like if you had to pick the north of Detroit kind of area, probably is if there's problems. I'm going to my big summer vacations, doing some time in Canada this summer.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, buddy.
Where are you going? Montreal? You going to Montreal? Yeah,
we're driving to Montreal and Quebec City.
Ed.
Yeah. I know. The full contact karate. Yes, I'm gonna put the kids to bed. Yeah.
You gotta go.
Full contact.
I mean, just maybe shoot me the Montreal dates.
Yeah.
And depending on my financial situation.
Could be an intriguing one.
Could grab the passport and swing out for a weekend. Let me know. Okay, here we go.
John, picture. Well, I made the mistake of going to look at that. And I...
Hold on. We talked over this guy, and I don't know what he's talking about. Hold on a second. I'm going to play it from the beginning again.
Hi, guys. Just wanted to weigh in on a few... Well, maybe one topic. You were talking about that Yoko and John picture. Well, I made the mistake of going to look at that.
The big natural.
And I
say they're good. They're just big.
So a friend of the show who shall remain nameless.
Mm. Hello, everybody.
Was no, not him. Not him. Not him.
Well, he's the one who alerted us.
He alerted it. But another friend of the show, somebody that's been featured on the show many times. He was listening to the show and he was dumbfounded by Yoko's deal. And it really made him question everything because he was like, whoa, I've been sleeping on Yoko and who else have I missed? Who else am I sleeping on? Now I'm a major feminist over here. I'm not here to body shame anybody, but I mean, Yoko's bags are pretty disgusting in my opinion. Like they weren't for me. That's all. It's different strokes for different folks.
Big can be great, but bigger doesn't mean
right.
Better.
Right. Like wasn't my thing, but this somebody that's been on this show many times, is well known to the listeners of this show. He was heavy duty on the text because Yoko made him really have to reconsider everything that he'd ever seen before because he missed Yoko. And you know what? I wish I had missed Yoko and for that matter, John,
yeah.
I love the Beatles, seeing
John,
yeah, and it makes you feel better about yourself.
Yeah. I was going to say, it made me feel like, hey, that's rock star action there, and I'm feeling pretty good about myself.
I got he had the wizard sleeve going, and which is not that's natural. But I mean, I have a much better looking penis than John Lennon, and
right.
But I can't write a song.
My rig is better. My songwriting is much worse.
Exactly.
All I could think of when looking at those nude pictures is I bet that room stunk, and I'm pretty sure that photographer was doing a lot of mouth breathing. And I would have been interested to see what that dryer lint trap looked like when those sheets were clean. Anyway, I think the other part of this that ties in is, you know, what does a good vagina smell like? I've always experienced like a shaved pencil. So if you want to know what the perfect one smells like, just shave up a bunch of pencils and smell those shavings. And last but not least, I play golf with a 75-year-old. He's basically a functioning alcoholic, eccentric. He's a stoner. He makes his own moonshine. But what's interesting is this guy's like a 3 handicap. So the drunker he gets, the better he plays. And he's the greatest storyteller. But one of the ones I do recall that'll fit is, I'll try to do it in his voice. I'm on this train and I run into this lady who's very attractive, and we go to this car and lock the door, and she says, "Why don't you go down on me?" So I did, and I got a whiff. I got a really bad whiff, and I said, "Hey, I got a better idea. Why don't you go down on me?" Mm-hmm. Take care.
There's a lot happening.
I love him. I love that guy. He doesn't tell us his name.
Yeah, he just tells us his nationality. what I would say, I don't know. I mean, again, I'm never in the game. I've been out of the game since the mid 90s.
Yeah.
I maybe it's just because I was pretty much only dealing with young.
Yeah, they don't have people. A smell. They don't. They have a nice.
So, but smell. I never felt like. I mean. It's one of those things that if I'm under the impression that if people are just hygienic, everything's fine.
Well, it's, you know, cause the vagina, which is a word, and I get that it's the biological
term, right? Word. I know, but it's a weird word. There are weird words.
I don't like that
word. There are words like moist and gurgle that are terrible words.
Right.
They're just bad words.
Right. So, but the vagina, it's like the Lord's perfect instrument, and in that it maintains itself. You don't really have to do anything. You don't have to shove a bunch of soap in there. You just kind of have to eat right, and your pH will maintain itself. That's the problem is when you introduce foreign bodies. And I'm not talking about that Spanish guy that uses his accent to get it done. Sometimes they do something's happening there, and I've only encountered it a couple times in my life, and not for many, many years. Not in the 2000s. Only in the 90s that I encountered this. And it's unfortunate, but we should be at a place as a society where we can go, "Hey, I think you're a nice person. I'm not, I don't mean this to, I don't want this to affect you negatively, but I think you should get something checked out because you may have an infection. Something's going on." A healthy one does not have a bad odor. That's how things work, is right. Bad odors indicate something's unhealthy. Yeah.
What I would say is, if we had to, I mean, what are the percentage of women that need to change things up and
I'd say
versus
it's
men?
Low percentage.
I mean, versus men are largely disgusting.
Disgusting, but our shit's on the outside.
But in general, men
disgusting.
Are the ones who smell
disgusting.
Worse.
Disgusting.
When you're near men on public transportation, they are the ones who tend to smell, not women.
I haven't showered in a day and a half, and I'm going to go a step further. I can't find my razor.
I'm going to say, and I don't think I'm going out on a limb, I don't think I've ever gone a day and a half without showering since I've been like 12.
So definitely yesterday I did not take a shower. So that's a whole 24 hours. But then I think I took, and we've determined on the show, right? I mostly take a shower at night. So I definitely took a shower the day before that. But then here it is the next night. So we're into it's been 48 hours since I've taken a shower for sure.
It's never happened to me.
It's been maybe.
But in general, men are disgusting. It's been maybe
50 hours since I've taken a shower.
Men are disgusting, and I find them to be funny, but penises are way worse looking in general.
Well, they're on the outside. They're on the outside. And they're weird looking. Some are better than others.
Which
is John Lennon's is horrible.
I know, it's a bad dick.
He's got a bad dick. That's all there is to it. Bad dick. Okay, let's do another voicemail here.
Brian, Ed, it's Dolomite. Hey, listen.
Dolomite, great dude. Original Patreon subscriber.
And I'm going to compliment Dolomite. A buddy of mine who listens to the show said to me, when I hear Dolomite's emails and voicemails, I'm always in agreement with Dolomite.
He does something real gross at the end.
I don't know, but my buddy who sometimes sends emails.
Yeah.
Who's kind of mean to us sometimes, but overall he's the best.
Yeah.
He will say, hey, I'm lockstep with Dolomite opinion wise.
I like Dolomite too, but a lot of times he's like, remember that White Christmas one? Last time he called in. He says
some disgusting things, but
he's talking about getting a blowjob on Christmas.
He's got fans in my private life.
I like him. I like Dolomite too. He's a great guy. He's a big dude. You know what I like about Dolomite? Big fan of me.
Wow.
It's probably my favorite thing about Dolomite.
I don't even care about fans of me. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see.
Although, Ed, that's bullshit. Why? I expect some real fans of me when this book goes on sale. Oh,
we're going to fucking make it happen with that book. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
To call and address a few things. First, apparently, good old J.J. Watts is going to be the host of Saturday Night Live this weekend.
And horrible.
I'm just curious.
Hold on. Let me think. Peyton Manning was a good Saturday Night Live.
Surprisingly good.
Athlete host. He's got some chops. Horrible. Tom Brady. Tom Brady.
Yeah. Joe Montana was terrible.
Michael Jordan. Awful.
Although he was terrible. Al Franken doing the Stuart Smalley with Jordan was great.
I don't remember it, but Al Franken's a genius.
He said something like, well, Michael, have you ever felt like you're not any good at all?
Yeah.
And he's like, no. And he's like, have you ever felt like you're worthless? Like stuff like that. Like he was doing this Stuart Smalley thing.
Yeah.
But Michael Jordan had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, of course. JJ Watt. Here's the thing. He like does the teeth chomp thing at the camera. Yeah. He goes on Hard Knocks and he catches like 10,000 balls out of the pitching machine one handed after practice.
He's a D lineman.
He raps at people.
Ooh.
But then he's also a really good player. I mean, obviously it's not going to be happening for him anymore, but he's Hall of Famer.
He was NFL Man of the Year last year. Like that's the thing. A good person.
He raised like $30 million for flood relief. He's like, I'm going to try to raise $500,000. And then he did it in like a day. And he's like, oh, well, I'm just going to keep going. Like really, really good guy. Hard to make fun of, but also easy to make fun of. Okay.
One thing.
Sure.
I would say he is just a personality that's trying to be a big personality, and like, it's fine. He can just give a good interview if he wants, but he's not SNL quality.
No.
And
so
and
few like, people are.
And it reminds me of maybe one of the first Hard Knock seasons when they did the Ravens and Tony Siragusa.
The Goose.
Fancied himself as the funniest fucking guy. And he's like, hey, guess what? I'm fat and I eat a lot and I'm Italian. Whoa, who's got some spaghetti? And it's like, hey, buddy, this is lowbrow humor.
Is he still doing sidelines? Because he was doing sidelines.
Oh, yeah, and he was terrible.
Hey, I'm the Goose, Goose.
I can't really tell what's going on in the action over there, but I see some guys eating nachos. Yeah. They're eating nachos in the crowd. It's like, hey, what?
I got a cheesesteak over here. Look at me. I'm eating a cheesesteak. Like, what?
Get out of here, you fucking goon.
Here's the thing. There's no point in a sideline reporter, so have it be a hot chick. Right? Like, that's what they do. They make it a hot chick. Okay? Make it a hot chick. That's fine.
The only good sideline reports are not actual interviews. It's when somebody says, right now, they are trying to focus on stopping the run, and they're going to start blitzing. Like, when they say stuff like that,
It's when somebody...
Sometimes they'll talk about, like, oh, yeah, their body language. But anytime they do interviews, it's terrible. Or if they just say, it's breezy down on the field. Like, what are we getting from this?
They're so in bed with the league. Because I want to be like, oh, so-and-so's in the concussion protocol, and I saw his left eye roll back in his head while his one eye stayed forward. Speaking of that, the Aaron Hernandez documentary, the dude with the glass eye.
Oh, so scary,
dude.
I mean,
I couldn't look away.
Yeah, and how about the fact that he skated on all of those charges?
Yeah.
The murder with that guy.
Yeah.
And the fact that he shot that guy in the face. Yeah. From close range. All of that, he was not guilty.
Yeah. He got off on the double murder.
That's crazy. I didn't even know that. I just assumed
I forgot.
He definitely did.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was found not guilty, which is insane.
He got off on two. He's so obvious. Those guys just walked past him.
Yeah.
It's all. And he was so paranoid. Very good, documentary.
Good documentary. Yeah.
You got to watch it. Okay. Dolomite.
To not want all the fucking attention that he desperately fucking craves. Why is he putting himself out there all the time? I don't understand it. Oiled up fucking shirtless selfies? What the fuck is that? Saturday Night Live? Fuck J.J. Watt. Fuck the Houston Texans. Fuck Guy Fieri. Later.
I mean, the dude is on brand.
He really hates the G-Man. Guy Fieri's. Okay, there's one more email here, but there's one more voicemail here, but that's not in the... Here's the thing. Because I'm going off the phone, I have them all in... Oh, here it is. Found it. Quicker than I thought. I put them all in a folder. But then this one wasn't in the folder, so I have to go in the regular inbox, but I've discovered it.
Oh, Jesus. I just saw a highlight of Bron Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he goes to high school with my son's friend.
It's one thing, and Michael Jordan's sons, like one of them got to Central Florida or something.
Yeah.
But my goodness, Bronny looks like he's the real deal.
What's his name? Sharif
O'Neal? Abdur-Rahim?
No.
Oh, yeah, I like O'Neal, him too. He left UCLA, right?
Yeah, because he signed up when Steve Alford was the coach. And he's like, hey, we're just going to run up and down and throw the ball. And now Mick Cronin is the coach. And he's like,
he's a defensive.
Yeah, we play defense here. We're going to D up. We're going to slow it down and keep these guys from scoring. And he's like, oh, no, I need to showcase this. Okay, one more voicemail. Let's just, it's been an hour.
Yeah, it's been a lot. Green Rice.
Ed, it's Kev. I got a question.
Kev?
DC?
Kevin DC?
An old friend. I mean, he's been around for a long time.
I assume it's Kevin DC.
the bigger monster? Somebody who says, still says 2020 or 2019.
Yeah, that's the biggest.
Or whoever anything like that.
Yeah. Oh, or
somebody who back in the early aughts said 2006, 2007.
Well, it's the same.
2008.
Well, no, that's the right way to say it. 2006 is the right way to say it. So 2019 is the bigger monster.
2019 is the biggest monster because they're adding a bunch of they're the student who asked for homework on Fridays.
Sure.
They're asking for more work. I will say I said 2006, 2005
it's wrong,
sometimes.
Though. It's wrong.
It's wrong.
You said the wrong thing.
I get it. Because we say 1904, 1903.
That's right.
But I
1906.
I know I made that mistake. I tried
up.
But I knowingly fucked
you,
up.
You
but
embarrassed at least yourself.
That wasn't as bad. But 2019. And yeah, there's still monsters out there, but
2019. 2020. But I mean,
is there any year that sounds better than 2020?
2020.
Come on. Best 2020.
Sounding. Best. It's a great year. It's a fucking fantastic year. Okay. I think we have some emails as well. Let's see. There's just a couple.
All right.
Hold on. There's one. So I already played the song. Snowjet SST sent us his new song. It's Snowjet. Good luck with the Peyronies. Let us know what treatment you decide.
You're a hero no matter what.
For your curved ass dick. But your songs are amazing, and I love them both, so that's good. Oh. Here we go. Hold on, my computer is so slow. Just trying to read an email. Hold on. Almost there. Here we go. Okay. YouTube. So the headline is Scoop It Up. YouTube. Bust into a party, Cagney and Lacey style.
I like the reference.
Old school. That's back when broads didn't have to be hot to be on TV. Tim Daly's sister. Tim Daly from Wings.
But Tim Daly, beautiful.
He's handsome.
Yeah, yes.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Time.
Hey, they're brother and sister. You two bust into a party, Cagney and Lacey style. When across the room, you hear an accent that Bri used to find charming. Now I'm not so sure, but I digress. And you spy Rebel Wilson doing work on a serving of shrimp cocktail. While
I know where this is going.
Somewhat intrigued, you glance to the left. Because another accent has caught the attention of Ed. It brings back memories of his summer drug mule runs. As Adele begins to belt out a tune, as she also eyes the shrimp cocktail.
There's no question on this one.
When both of the plus size divas begin sashaying your way, you must quickly decide who are you going to scoop. Hold on, I have a Scoop It Up song.
Is there a Scoop It Up?
Yeah, we got a scoop. Oh, I don't have it on the thing.
But I actually don't think this is even close. I think Adele is pretty.
I agree. 100%.
I think she's a pretty woman. Like, yeah, I mean, she's a bigger frame and it's a different. You know,
so she's recently and to each his own, like some guys right. Fancy that thickness.
I think she's genuinely pretty and
she's gorgeous.
And the opposite of that. I just don't I'm not buying what Rebel Wilson is selling.
Got to agree.
She's so fucking in your face and it's not a lot. I'm trying to think of the male equivalent, but it's just, it's that in your face comedian where you just, You just want to take a break.
Yeah, I agree. I don't have the Scoop It Up song on this computer. It's on my other computer.
That's right. It's Brad.
Yeah, I don't have access to that computer anymore, so I'm going to have to look through my email. Yeah, it's Adele, 100%. And Adele has recently shed quite a few pounds. Not that that matters. Not that we were asking her to do that. But it should be noted that Adele is much slimmer than she used to be and genuinely pretty and supremely talented. Very, very talented. So, yeah, we give it to Adele. Okay, Ed. So I say we just, it's the Super Bowl is coming up this week. I know.
Let's just rattle them off.
The tragic passing of Kobe Bryant has sort of preempted the Super Bowl, but that's happening on Sunday. The Super Bowl is happening on Sunday. And we, every year, we review the prop bets. We just talk about the prop bets. We do the props and discuss those. And then that can be the show, but I'll play a song.
Yeah. 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 Just save what we got for next week.
Yeah.
It's all evergreen shit.
Yep. I'm just playing a song because we have no sports song. Beautiful song by friend of the show Eli Braden. We should get him on back on.
Yeah, I was thinking we should get him on for a movie.
Oh, he'd be great on a movie.
It would be great.
Yeah, let's put it together. We'll get him on for a movie. Okay.
Maybe RoboCop.
Hit me. Oh, we got, yeah, RoboCop's the next. We'll do RoboCop in the month of February, I promise. Ed, what's hit me with some big prop bets? And also, I got to be honest, I don't understand betting lines very much, so I might need these explained. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But the house always wins, so a lot of these odds are not great for anybody. I think the line, the last I checked, was like Chiefs by 1 or 1.5.
Didn't it start at like a touchdown?
No,
I have no idea. I mean, I'm an idiot. If I was born in the 1950s, I would be called an idiot. So I don't know.
It's 1.5 right now.
Okay.
Chiefs by 1.5. Mm-hmm. I think it opened at 1. It's right around there. You have the offensive team versus the defensive team.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I think based on how the playoffs went, the Chiefs spotted everybody double digit leads and then blew them out.
Yeah. You got to, it's basically a pick 'em game. You got to take the Chiefs. No, nobody's. It's unlikely that the Niners are going to win outright. You got to take the Chiefs.
Yeah, and if it's a 1.5 point line, I feel like you got to go with the team that you would see winning 1.5. You just assume they're going to win by more than a point.
What's his name? Jimmy G.
Thirsty G.
He'll fuck a porn star, but he'll fuck the sloppiest porn star. Like, if you're banging a porn star and I've never heard of her, she better be new to the game. And then it's like, Jimmy G, he's on TMZ, he fucked a porn star. And then I look at the porn star and she's been in the game 100 years. I've never heard of her, and it's because she's sloppy. So you can't trust that guy's judgment, is what I'm saying. And Kyle Shanahan agrees. He threw 8 passes in the NFC Championship game. That's a tell. Mahomes is due. He's amongst the top 3 or 4 players in the league. Take Mahomes. The only issue you might have. And also, the Chiefs defense is really good right now. The Chiefs defense is going off. The only thing that you got to be concerned about is if this game is close. And Andy Reid is in charge of the clock.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Andy Reid is not a clock manager.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But I've actually put real money on the Chiefs. But these are kind of the type of games. Remember last year's Super Bowl, maybe the worst ever. It was very low scoring.
It was 10-3 or something.
Yeah. The Niners want that kind of game.
Yeah.
And the Super Bowls tend to pick up speed in the second half.
Yeah.
But they tend to be pretty dull at halftime. I mean, in the last decade.
2 weeks
obviously,
off.
Obviously, like the old like 49ers and Doug Williams, there were tons of points in the first half. But for the most part, it's like feeling each other out for a quarter. If you get the 0-0, you're probably feeling pretty good in the first quarter.
Yep.
And on the Super Bowl box. But I'm going with the Chiefs because I think ultimately firepower you have, like you said, Jimmy Garoppolo is passing 8 times.
Yeah. And the Chiefs played this game in the AFC Championship game where they went up against a team that tried to grind it out, and they had some success with that early. And then Mahomes said, "Hey, I'm going to fucking tuck it in and watch me go 27 yards to the house." And then all bets were off after that. There was just not, you couldn't stop the guy.
Yes. And, the big bets, and unfortunately, I got a tap. Here we go. We're just going to go props. Mm-hmm. Will there be a 2-point conversion attempt? Yes, +140. No, -160.
So you wager 100.
You bet 100. You're getting 140 if there is one.
Yeah.
If you wager 100, minus. You're getting less, just less than 100.
Right.
But what I will say, I think I read this today, in the Super Bowl, even though the coaches are supposed to follow their game plan,
They don't do it.
There's I think in 6 of the last 8 Super Bowls, there has been a 2-point conversion attempt.
Oh, really?
And I mean, you should be going for 2.
Every time
during the regular season,
always go for 2. But 2 is more than 1.
You know, these guys are very conservative.
1 is fewer than 2. Why do you go for the less thing? Go for the more thing. Always go for the more thing.
Right. But they do in the Super Bowl in a much higher percentage.
Yeah,
you said 6 out of 8
it's
games.
More on the line.
But they're going to go for it. So +140. I love that bet.
I like that too. That's a good bet.
The second bet we scrapped because that was from a 2019. I realized that.
I remember that one. I'm sure that's on the board unless they don't have a game.
Yeah. But I would encourage the fun bets. If you're just going to mess around on like an app, $5. I love doing hockey, shots on goal versus this was Ovechkin. This was last year, but I realized it's not him, but Ovechkin versus quarterback touchdown passes, shots on goal. Like those are fun bets. They're probably not great percentages for you, but they're fun. Will there be scoring in the first 6.5 minutes of the game?
No.
Yes. Yes or no?
Take the under.
I'm going to say no because
never,
like I said, feeling out. They don't, you know, there's not a lot of plays at the house. Everybody plays it conservative, but the opposite. And the odds reflect that because the odds are even yes or no in the first 6.5 minutes. Either team score in the final 3.5 minutes, yes or no, -190. So you have to bet, essentially, you have to bet 100 to win 50 or whatever that number is.
Yeah.
No, +160. You bet 100, win 160. I say yes because if a team is chasing points, they'll do something. You know, or the final field goal, there's going to be something.
First 6.5 minutes, no. Final 3.5, for sure. Multiple scores likely in the last 3.5 minutes.
There's always shit going on. Yeah.
The anthem, chasing. Love the anthem.
Anthem. 2-minute anthem for Demi Lovato.
That's a short anthem. Anthems usually go well over 2.
Let me pull up this thing. I've got a Vegas kind of thing. She's done 5 anthems in her life. She's gone under for 4 of the 5, I believe.
Of course. And let it be known, in case there were any question, I am deeply sexually attracted to Demi Lovato.
See, I only kind of know her, but I think she's attractive, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so
she's
so
banging. She's done, she got ass.
So she hasn't done one. She did the McGregor-Mayweather fight. She went 211.
Oh, that's a long one.
That's a long one. Yeah. And that is the most recent. But she did 08, the Thanksgiving Turkey Bowl, 11, 12, and 15. She did World Series games. She was 158, 150, 149, 153.
Wow. Yeah, take the under. Go the under.
So four out of her five were under.
Go the under.
So I'm leaning towards that.
I would also like to get under Demi Lovato. I just want that known. Let that out there to the world.
Oh, this is a non-Demi Lovato. Will the broadcast show video of Andy Reid doing the punt, pass, and kick contest? Yes,
unlikely. Unlikely.
I'm gonna say yes.
Yes. Unlikely. He looked the same age he is now 30. When he was 13.
I'm going to say, I would say if Al Michaels was doing it, I would say 100%. Oh, no.
This is a CBS Super Bowl.
Oh, this is fucking Joe Buck. This is the worst. This is not good.
I know. So, there's people in my life that think Joe Buck is a good.
I know. Travis Rogers does.
He's not an announcer.
It's not good.
He's horrible.
All right, back to Demi. Will she be wearing a skirt, dress, or gown to sing the anthem?
This is in Miami. She's going to be wearing a skirt, baby, yes. And she's going to be showing her belly.
-220, which means you have to bet 220 to win 100.
Hold on. Shirt, dress, or gown is a bet, right? That's one bet.
Skirt, dress, or gown. So just you're seeing her leg versus pants. Are you seeing pants or are you seeing her legs?
She could wear leggings, dude. Here's the thing about Demi Lovato. She's got ass. She does jiu-jitsu. She's fit.
You're really scouting.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I follow her on Instagram.
I don't know her so well, but
I know her.
Does she have legs?
She's thick. She's thick, but like in the healthy sense.
Yeah, but like, and that's the thing. Yeah. Do you want to show your legs?
It's
or gonna not?
Be. It's gonna be. A,
the weather will be fine, right?
Yeah, it's Miami. It's gonna be a skirt. So I would say take yes, lay the because. Oh, it's 220. You got to bet 220 to make 100. So yes is the fucking heavy favorite. Yeah, I say you bet the favorite there. Actually, if I'm being honest, that's a stay away. That's a stay away because there's not much because in
it's
it.
Not good. I mean, this next one, the odds
she got,
are good.
She got a banging body. She could show up in leggings or, you know, tight jeans.
Okay, I'm going to say she does. Okay. The next one is definitely a stay away because the odds are terrible.
Yeah.
Will she forget or omit a word? Yes, plus 550. No, minus 1,000. You have to bet 1,000 to win 100. It's not good enough odds. She's not going to forget.
She's also not going to. She's not going to sing it live. People, they pre-record these and they fucking lip sync to the anthem that they already sang.
The type of person that you would expect to forget is when they roll out a Gladys Knight or
an oldie.
Diana Ross.
Yeah.
Somebody who's old that says, I don't need a recording, and then they might fall out.
Right. But I think these days the NFL, because they're fucking, they need everything done by the book to the minute, that they don't fuck with the anthem. They pre-do the anthem. I could be wrong.
Her hair color during the anthem. I don't know anything about her hair color.
Oh, hold on. -250. Because I follow her on Instagram, which is normal for a 44-year-old guy to follow a 22-year-old pop star. I'm just going to go ahead and look at her right now. Demi Lovato. Oh, my phone's a little slow. Here we go. DD Lovato. So she 2 days ago, she had some dark extensions going.
That's where it could fuck you up if there's extensions.
The hair has been dark. The hair has been dark for a while. Now she could black change.
-250. Yeah. Any other +275.
Yeah.
Blonde +300.
Yeah. She's got. Oh, man. She is so cute. You would say with a big black chin. Right? Yeah. Her hair is black. Her hair has been black for as long as I can remember, but she could come out in a wig.
Okay.
She could fuck it up.
The microphone color. Black minus 150, silver / gray plus 150, any other plus 300.
Gotta be black. Always bet on black.
That's right. Will fireworks be heard after bombs bursting in air during national anthem? No. Minus 200. Yes, plus 150.
Open air. Yes. Open air. Gotta go yes. Gotta go yes on that.
Right? We're not in a dome.
And the military pays because they're going to do the flyover and right at the end of the anthem. And, shit pops off during that. So I could see fireworks happening.
Length of final word brave during national anthem. Over 5.5 seconds, minus 150. Under 5.5 seconds, plus 110.
Yeah, take the under. I like the under there.
Yeah, I don't know her singing style, but
she's not
5.5 seconds is a lot. That's Aguilera, you would say, right. Over.
Yeah, she's a pop star. She's not a singer. So she's going to keep it short and sweet.
Yeah, it's going to be a short. It's going to be under 2 minutes, under 5.5 seconds. Mm-hmm. Color of the Gatorade poured on the winning coach.
Lime green, yellow. You never win with this. You never win. A lot of times it ends up being clear.
Clear water. All right, so clear water is 300 plus 300. They're all plus.
Yep.
I mean, the one you stay away. Purple.
You never see purple.
Plus 1800. Nobody's doing that.
Purple
but
drink.
I got to think it's clear.
Yeah, it's 300. Typically clear. Clear if or
were,
red.
For me, if I'm in the Gatorade game, it's going to be orange. But
of course. Or original yellow.
Yeah, but that's plus 320.
Yeah.
Orange plus 400. Red? No.
I've seen red.
But
I've seen red get poured on Nick Saban.
It's going to be, there's probably an Alabama Crimson Tide thing. Yeah. I would say if you're going to bet, you bet the clear / water.
Clear. Clear's the, it's mostly water. It's usually 100 water.
100 to win 300. Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah.
So J-Lo and Shakira are the halftime, I assume.
That's so much ass. Is that, there's, that's, Can the halftime handle that much ass? That's all the ass.
We're about to find out. Will J-Lo and Shakira kiss? Yes, plus 800. No, minus 2,000.
Stop it.
Are they kissing? What? So
this is like when you used to bet Roger Federer to win the French Open. It was so, or Wimbledon. It was so obvious that he was going to win that the odds you would have to make what seemed like a sucker bet, but the sharps would go, oh, I'm going to put $10,000 to walk away with $12,000 at the end because he's going to win for sure. So they're not going to kiss each other. Put all your fucking money, put every fucking cent you have, mortgage the fucking house, put it all down because Shakira and J-Lo are not going to kiss. J-Lo... It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
It's not gonna, will Jennifer Lopez show butt cleavage? Yes, 500. No, minus 1,000. I got to think the NFL.
Who measures this? Who measures this? Like this, yeah, the pants can slide down.
Crack. Yeah, if you're going to see a crack, I still say no.
Because she's going to show the belly. So she's going to have some low pants going. It's Miami, right, but, in a Miami.
But you're going to see crack? No.
Oh, you could see some crack.
I think you're going to see closer to the front than the back.
If I'm going to be super bummed if I don't see crack, like I'm not, I would normally flip over to the Beavis and Butthead halftime or of course the Puppy Bowl.
Remember the Beavis and Butthead? That was amazing.
Best. It was the best. I remember I watched the Drew, the guy from Washington State that John Kerry replaced. Tom Brady replaced?
Tom Brady, yeah.
Drew Bledsoe versus Brett Favre Super Bowl at a bar in
97, January 97, yes,
96 season. In Mammoth Lakes, California. I watched the Super Bowl
Did you see McCann there? Is that where you saw McCann?
No, that was in Big Bear. And went to halftime and the entire bar rose up and was like, Beavis and Butthead. And the bar manager had to come out and change all the TVs to Beavis and Butthead.
So good.
So good. Okay, what else?
Will J-Lo or Shakira drink Pepsi during the show? J-Lo is such a media whore that if they said, we're going to focus on you in the third quarter if you drink Pepsi, I could see it, but man, that's a weird one.
Could you look like that at 50 if Pepsi had ever crossed your lips?
True. So, I mean, yes, she has a brand to maintain. No, yeah, minus 1,200. No.
That's another one of those. It's a definite no.
Oh, this is another anthem. We'll skip that. Will an Epstein didn't kill himself sign be shown on the broadcast? No, minus 600.
0% chance that happens.
Because there's a director. All the camera
there's a
angles.
Director. And they're shaking everybody down walking in. I mean,
yeah, they would lose. Yes. But Fox would lose their rotation in the Super Bowls if they did that. So even though it's a minus 600, you bet a ton on that.
It would be great if this was a CBS Super Bowl and Jim Nance had one of his lame pre-packaged lines that he uses at the end of the game, and then where he goes, Travis Kelce in the corner and Epstein didn't kill himself. Like, that would be fucking amazing.
Amazing.
That would never happen. Yeah.
Number of players carted off the field over 0.5 minus 105. Yeah.
It's either going to be 1 or 0. It's 1 or 0.
It's going to be 1.
Yeah. You think so?
Carted off.
Is
like a Tim Crumrie situation.
Yeah. And I don't know Vontaze Burfict on either team?
Carted off means they stop the game for a while.
It's not going to happen. Take zero.
The rules, number of women to claim to sleep. No, that's not a real number of Trump tweets the day of the Super Bowl. The fact that
we had this last year and it was under
13 and a half is insane, though.
He usually tweets like 4 or 5 times a day, I think.
That's under.
But sometimes he gets up in the morning, he takes a shit, and he's real stressed out, and he'll do like 30 in a row.
Right, but I don't think that's going to be after watching Fox and Friends.
Right. It's a Sunday. And he might be going to the game. So again, he'll be in transit. He'll be drinking all those Diet Cokes. I don't see him tweeting that many times.
Will a fan run onto the field?
No.
Yes, plus 800. Zero. No, zero. Minus 2,000. No.
No. No.
Will O.J. Simpson attend the game?
No.
Because he played for the Niners? No.
No. No.
Will any player propose to his girlfriend after the game? No.
No.
No. Will both teams combined score 76 plus points to break the Super Bowl record? A hard under.
Yeah, you got to take. Well, because.
Because the Niners can't score a lot.
Yeah, and the Chiefs.
And they're a good defensive team. So even if the Chiefs drop 45, the Niners are
it's
not going
to be 45-7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will not. It take the under.
Under.
Will an animal appear on the field? No birds? No, there will not be.
It'd be cool if they ran a buffalo out there or something like Ralphie the Buffalo.
Will a gay couple be featured in a Super Bowl commercial? I'm going to say yes.
Interesting. I mean,
yes, plus 100, no, minus 150. I mean, we're talking about a cutaway of an AT&T ad.
Yeah, it's tough. How do you know if they show two dudes? How do you know, like the what's up guys? That could have been a whole bunch of gay couples. Yeah. Who knows?
I'm pretty sure they were all gay.
Right, right.
And this I like the odds on the over here. How many Super Bowl commercials include a dog? Over 3.5?
Ooh.
Or under 3.5? I say over.
Yeah, Budweiser for sure.
Yep. You're just going to have two dogs.
Yep.
And you'll just have like a random, you know, insurance where the guy's walking his dog. And then you just need one other one.
Yep. Yep. Take the over. That's a fun bet.
And I have a funny story after the Super Bowl about one of the ads.
Oh, okay. That you'll share. That's a tease for next week.
That's a tease for next week. It's about one of the stars, a major star.
Hulk Hogan. Is Hulk Hogan involved?
now, but it's somebody that we all loved in the 80s.
Guy Fieri. Oh, in the 80s. Oh, Eric Estrada.
The woman.
Oh.
I mean, but anyway.
Angie Dickinson. No?
That's Johnny Carson.
Oh, right.
He loved in the 80s.
Okay. Do like five more because I got to piss so bad.
I'm out of props.
Oh, you're out of props? Oh, then yeah, we're done. We're done.
We're done.
Okay. It's so good to be back. It's feels amazing. I'll be honest. I had a hard time. We had to start a little bit late tonight. I had a lot going on. I almost called the show and I was like, fuck, I cannot miss 2 weeks.
The show must go on.
The show must go on. We're doing it from a new studio. Everything's fucking kind of up in the air, but by next week, everything will be back to how it was. I appreciate Ed for being the rock that fucking holds this show together. I'm happy to be back. I'm sorry I missed last week. This was fantastic. It felt amazing. Thank you for listening. For Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. Ed, I don't know. Is this episode 303?
That sounds about right.
I think so. This has been episode 303 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Man, you know the shit's on top. This hot podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you play as a shot caller. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you play as a shot caller. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.